This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. He couldn't be. Rob Center's got everything set up for our next interview, and he'll be doing the archives for our previous interview and for this particular interview. So that way, when you go to the WKOK podcast page, you find out what we have talked about on WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Heather Britton is here. She is the Dream It Be It Committee Chair for Seroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties. Good morning, Heather. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think the Sun Seroptimists have got such a great message to get out there. Tell us what the Sun Seroptimists are. Just a couple sentences quickly here to remind folks about this great organization.
Well, we're an international organization that has clubs in over 121 countries. We were founded 100 years ago. We're celebrating our 100th year anniversary, and our local club is 72 years old. Our vision is that women and girls will have the resources and opportunities to reach their full potential and live their dreams. And we're really hoping to provide women and girls with the tools they need to achieve economic independence.
And in what way is that necessary that we do more, encourage more, nurture more, communicate more? Why do women and young girls still benefit from some added attention?
That is a great question, and I wish I had more than 10 minutes. I could go on for a long time about that. But I think girls will say that they feel like they have equal opportunity in schools, and they are achieving at the same rate in schools. I mean, they're in leadership roles. In higher education, we see women achieving at least half of the degrees in medicine, in law, maybe less so in the business. But we still don't see that translating to economic equality and leadership equality in the workplace. So women make up over half of the workforce, and they're told they can achieve on equal footing as men. But girls and women get into the workplace and are confronted with the realities of gender bias and discrimination, wage inequality and stagnation, harassment, lack of employer support for family and medical leave while they continue to be the primary caregivers for children and elders. And all of that leads to economic disparity. So women earn less than men. They're twice as likely to be earning minimum wage or less each year. They are more likely to live in poverty and face significant barriers to economic security. The wage gap really it's kind of stagnated. We're not seeing improvement, especially with COVID. Women and women of color were hit much harder during the pandemic. So it still stays at 80 women earning about 81 cents to every man's dollar. And again, that's significantly worse for women of color. Latinas earn 55 cents to the dollar, 60 cents for Native American women, and 63 cents for African American women. So we're just not seeing that economic security and the explicit and implicit biases lead to a lack of representation in leadership roles. Only 8% of women of Fortune 500 CEOs are women. We're underrepresented in Congress. We're, again, over half the population, but 25% of our representatives. And there's, I think there are more subtle things. I think we're all very familiar with the overt gender discrimination and sexual harassment that women might face in the workplace, especially with the Me Too movement. But there are more subtle forces that we don't teach women how to negotiate and advocate for themselves. We don't really give them the tools to succeed in business in the ways that we do for men. So one example would be a Stanford study found that 7% of women will negotiate their starting salaries, while 57% of men do. So those who negotiate their salaries start at a higher rate than those who do not. After that, men are significantly more likely to ask for a raise, to ask for a promotion, and all of that can compound to women having to work an average of 8 more years than men to earn the same amount over a lifetime. And there's backlash against women who do advocate for themselves. The study also found both male and female supervisors tend to punish or not promote women who are assertive and who ask for raises and who ask for promotions, and while that's rewarded for men. I can go on. There's,
oh my gosh,
look up benevolent sexism as a term, or maybe the emotional labor that women are asked to do in the workplace. They might be relegated to roles of event planning and organizing because they're not seen as having the, they're seen as naturally better at doing those tasks rather than leading. And we see that happening a lot with women who return from maternity leave, that they're not given the challenging assignments and the opportunities to get promoted without a conversation. It's fine if you want fewer hours and that's what you want, but so often it's done. It's an assumption. It's not a choice.
All right, well, in enter the Soroptimists, where the Dream It Be It conference, I imagine, would have to be a life-changing opportunity for young girls to hear the message you're talking about, to hear from some women who are marching forward despite what may be a bias in some circles, or just taking great advantage of the skills and intellect that they have and are advancing forward. So they'll get a glimpse of that at the Dream It Be It conference. So tell our audience about this conference that's coming up.
Okay, we certainly hope so. We hope it is a life-changing event. It is Dream It Be It Career Support for Girls, so it's designed to give high school girls in our three counties, and that includes all students who identify as female, the tools they need to achieve their educational and career goals. And we have a curriculum. It's usually much longer. When I've talked to you in the past, we're having a full day in-person event. This year, because of the pandemic, we are having a shorter, a two-hour virtual event, but we think we're going to be able to get across a lot of the same messages. So we don't bombard them with all the statistics that I just gave you. We try to make it a fun event, and we are going to focus on having them explore careers and how their personal values can help lead them to potential careers and overcome obstacles, how they can manage stress. In past years when we've surveyed girls, that's one of the top barriers to success they mention. They say sexual harassment in school and extracurricular activities and at work are a problem, negative peer pressure, mental health has been high on the list recently, including low self-esteem and poor body image. And again, that stress. So we are going to spend some time talking to them about how to turn off that negative self-talk, how to get your brain to a calm place where you can make smart decisions, and how to really build your confidence and resilience.
And you are looking for more girls to get signed up.
We sure are. Absolutely. Yep. And, we really do try to target girls who might not have the support or resources to achieve their goals at home, or they're facing poverty, just extra obstacles. But we know that all girls, regardless of their backgrounds, face these barriers, and everybody is welcome. So please do sign up. Do you want me to give information on how to do that now?
Now's the time.
Okay.
Yep.
So the event is Saturday, March 20th from 10 a.m. to noon via Zoom. The RSVP date is this Saturday, March 30th, and you can sign up by contacting me, Heather Britton, at HK Britton, so that's HKBRITTON, at yahoo.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is just search for Sun Soroptimists on Facebook, and I know that's a funny word, so I'll spell Soroptimist. It's S-O-R-O. P-T-I-M-I-S-T-S. So if you look for Sun Soroptimists on Facebook, there's a promotional video there that you can watch, and then there you can download the registration forms, and there are directions on them how to get them to meet.
I noticed that this particular event this year is on a Saturday. Of course, it's virtual instead of in-person.
Yes.
In the past, it would be on a school day with busing of kids to this and all the mentors converging on a single location. In this case, it is virtual on a Saturday. Explain why this is an advantage for more girls.
That was really after talking to the schools with so much uncertainty as to whether they'd even be in school on a given day, and we know girls are zoomed out, so we decided to, after talking to some teams, to put it on a Saturday, make it shorter. We've partnered with Mark Burke from Mindset Virtual Event Services in Danville to help make it really fun and interactive, so we don't think it's going to be like your classes. It should be fun and engaging and different, and I think that the girls will really enjoy it.
And is there anyone else you wish to monitor? Of course, we want young girls and teens to watch this. Is there anyone else you wish to get on board if they can?
Well, we certainly are open to new members if there are any women listening who want to join us. We would absolutely love to have you. You can reach out to me in the exact same way if you're interested in joining our club and joining our mission.
All right. Well, and I think some of the issues that involving young girls and women that you described are accentuated or maybe perpetuated by men and women around here. So maybe some of the adult deciders or men or women who are in a position of power would want to watch this to see what, you know, what's being talked about, so they know maybe in their own tool belt will be more of this empowering. All right. Well, we have a moment left.
Absolutely.
Here we have a moment left to place an additional comment. You've brought so much information, as you mentioned. Squeezing it into 10 minutes almost doesn't do it justice, but you did a fabulous preamble. An additional comment, please, Heather.
Yes, I do want to thank the Community Giving Foundation's Women's Giving Circle for helping to fund us this year. We couldn't do it without them. And again, we are looking to partner with other organizations. So to your last question, we're always open to partnering with other organizations to empower our entire community. And so if you're interested in doing that or signing up for the event, again, please contact me at hkbritton@yahoo.com.
All right, we have an open mic here anytime, so please come back with more information. Good luck. March 20th, Sun Soroptimist. Look it up on Facebook and find out about the Dream It to Be It conference. That's March 20th, Saturday, from 10 to noon. I've been at a few of the Dream It Be It events that are held in a hall, and we've had some of the staffers here go to them, and it is just amazing to see the transformation in among some of the girls, because it's a real eye-opener for so many people who are present. Heather, first of all, thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for being on the radio today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
And that is Heather Britton, the Dream It to Be It committee chair of the Soroptimist International chapter locally, the Sun Soroptimist Snyder Union, Northumberland County Soroptimist Club, or Sun Soroptimist as they are known. Check them out on Facebook in terms of membership and participation and or support, and then Sun Soroptimist on Facebook for the Dream It Be It conference, March 20th. HK Britton, BRITTON@yahoo.com is her email.